The next poem is about a carnivorous plant called the yellow pitcher plant. This is a, for somebody who doesn't know that much about botany, I guess, a carnivorous plant is an invitation to mixed metaphor. I used two words maybe that I should explain here. One of them is oubliette. An oubliette was a particularly nasty kind of dungeon in the Middle Ages. It means a forgettery, and it was apparently bottle-shaped, and you dropped the prisoner in the top and then forgot him or her, and it didn't matter after a while whether it's him or her, I guess, and the person just starved to death in this dungeon without an exit. The other word is silly, which is an old word from which we get the word silly, which means innocent, helpless, simple, deserving of pity. I describe the fly, the victim in this poem, as being silly. The yellow pitcher plant is pitcher-shaped, it's trumpet-shaped. Into the top of the trumpet it invites its victims. Yellow pitcher plant. Flowering stomach. Scroll of leaf. Covered with small honeyed warts by which the sealy fly is lured to sloping pastures at the trumpet's lip, till grazing downhill, the fly finds the underbrush of hairs casually pushed through has closed behind. A thicket of lances, shark teeth, trap. Oh, alas, it stumbles on, falling from chamber to chamber within the green turret, making each loud with the buzz of its grief, and finally slipping into the oubliette itself, pool that digests protein, to become mere chitinous exoskeleton, leftovers of a sated petal, an enzyme's cruelty.